Good afternoon and welcome to Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Dr. Tom has offices in very many convenient locations, including Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can always find him online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com. You can also call for a free consultation at 707-542-8346. 707-542-8346. Dr. Tom was voted by you best cosmetic surgeon for 8 years and best esthetician for 3 years. And now is the time to nominate Dr. Tom and his team again for the Press Democrat Best of List. And also, Dr. Tom, very exciting, the North Bay Bohemian just voted you best cosmetic surgeon for both Napa and Sonoma counties.
I know, that's amazing. I want to thank everybody. And especially, I always say I thank my mom. I think she must be stuffing the ballots in there for us to win, because I have no idea who's voting for us, but we really appreciate it.
Well, your thank reputation you. Is, precedes you, so I think people know who to reach out to.
Yeah, and again, we do appreciate it. It helped nominate us again for the PD, for the Press Democrat, for Best Cosmetic Surgeon and Best Esthetician. Hillary, our esthetician, would greatly appreciate that as well.
Right on.
Thank you, Michelle. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm excited about our topic today because it's something we haven't talked about in a short minute, so I think it's great to remind listeners of all the different kinds of treatments and procedures that are available. So we're going to talk about lasers today.
We are. And, you know, we always are trying to figure out what's the next topic for the week. And great to come back to the basics.
Right.
Come back to lasers. And you're right. We haven't talked about it in a short minute. And I've always mentioned whenever we have Michelle on the air, so you many of you know Michelle, you listen to her every morning on KSRO News Talk Radio, and you hear her in the morning show. She's producer, director. I'm not sure what all your accolades are.
But all of the titles.
All of those. And then, and you're also the producer of our Ask the Expert show here every Thursday at 12:30 to 1 with us, and helping us to get the word out about what's new and latest and greatest in cosmetic surgery. For those of you who I always mention, for those of you who may not know, that Michelle was one of my very first hosts.
Right.
And got me started in radio some 15 plus years ago.
And look at you now.
Look at us now. Mom, look at us now, right? So thank you for being here. And we usually started off with some of the basics, and we haven't done that in a while. And I think it's always good, Michelle, to kind of come back to that. So thank you. So we're talking, what are we talking about again?
We're going to talk about lasers. Pew, 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 pew,
there
lasers.
We go. We're talking about lasers. So a lot of times we think about Star Wars, Star Trek, all those kind of things. And that's what we're thinking about. So let's talk about lasers, because that's really what's, in my opinion, started the whole new modern era of aesthetic medicine. So lasers are kind of cool. Lasers are, and I'm going to get a little nerdy with us, a little scientific nerdy here, Michelle. Laser stands for light amplification of stimulated emissions of radiation. Okay, I know that sounds really funny. It's sort of like scuba. You know what? And I know, because you're
okay,
always
wait,
around
wait, wait,
now.
Wait.
I'm going to try you here. Do you know what scuba stands for?
Self-contained underwater breathing apparatus.
Perfect.
Look at me.
Yeah, you should be on Ask the Expert, Michelle.
And or Jeopardy.
Right. So laser is light amplification of stimulated emissions of radiation. So what does that mean? So let's go back to your sixth grade science class, and you're learning about atoms, right? And we know that in an atom, we have in the middle is the nucleus, the positive protons, and then we have these electrons that are spinning around the atom, right? And we have a guest. We have an anonymous guest in the studio, and she's kind of not acknowledging me with the way of, you know, with the shaking of her head. Said, yeah, she remembers that from sixth grade science. So we see the electrons kind of spinning around the nucleus or the proton. So what happens is that they send an energy. The laser system sends an energy and knocks the electron from one orbit to a higher orbit.
Okay.
So it knocks it up into a higher orbit, and then when that electron drops back down into its normal orbit, it releases energy. Okay, and what's really cool about lasers is when that light is emitted, that light is actually emitted in a consistent wavelength. Okay, so a wavelength, think about a wave in the ocean. Okay, and sometimes you see them real close together. Okay, that's a higher frequency of waves coming through. My son would like this, since he's the surfer.
Surfer,
dude, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then And if they're kind of just rolling in, that's a slower frequency of waves that are coming in. Whatever the medium is that we might use to stimulate these electrons has a specific wavelength. So you might hear of a 680 nanometer, and I'm not going to get too technical on it, or a 1264, something like that. Okay. What happens is they're all the same wavelength, and they're all parallel. So if we take the opposite, look at a flashlight. So we all have flashlights, and you turn on a flashlight. They're all sort of different wavelengths, okay? And they go everywhere, right? I mean, if you hold a flashlight up to the wall, you're real close, you sort of see an area that is lit up. And then you take about 10 steps back. What happens to that light
just,
area?
The it, whole area
it spreads
is, right,
even
yeah.
more. Exactly. So that is... That's just typical light coming from a light bulb, coming from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right now we're filming, so if you're interested in hearing this show at your leisure, you can go to YouTube, Dr. Walter Tom, and we're going to have this on YouTube, so it'll both be our audio from our radio show today.
Right.
Thank you, Michelle, but also our visual. And so you... But you can see with this flashlight, the light goes everywhere as you stand back. With a laser, and we've all had laser pens now, I think, and so, you know, you take that laser pen and you hold it up to the wall, and you, what do you see? You see a little
dot,
right? And if you take 10 steps back, how big is that?
Still a little dot.
It's a little dot. Exactly, Michelle. And so if you were 2 miles away, but you had a really strong laser, and you flash that little laser light onto the wall, how big would it be?
Would it still just be a little dot?
It would still absolutely be a little dot, because these wavelengths are parallel. So now we have two forms of light energy. We have the traditional light, which is sort of everywhere, different wavelengths, and it's shooting out all over the place, more like a shotgun, if you will.
Okay.
And then we also have the laser, which is like a pinpoint sharpshooter rifle.
Okay.
So shotgun versus rifle. All right. So that's kind of your quick lesson on lasers and light energy. All right. And so the whole concept that when lasers came out or light energy came out was that, again, using an analogy, we know that that energy, when aimed at pigment for most, that pigment will warm up. So for instance, like when we wear a dark shirt, hot sunny day, what happens? We can really feel that heat coming into our dark clothing. And that's why we tend to wear white clothing, right? During the summer or sunny days. And hopefully we'll have some sunny days soon.
They're coming.
I mean, you know, you're doing the news all the time. Are we going to get
I'm not responsible for the weather. I just reported.
You're responsible for the weather. Are we going to get any good weather here, Michelle? Come on.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Not for a few days, right?
Not for a bit, yeah.
All right. So, anyways, your dark shirt, like on a sunny day, gets heated up. So the concept is, for instance, if you have a pigment on your face, let's say a spot that you don't like, an 8 spot, if we can somehow get light energy to that pigment, it will be heated up. It will therefore be damaged.
Mm.
And then what happens is your body begins to eat away at this damaged pigment. Okay, so like little Pac-Man, you know, Mrs. Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man. What's the female version?
Ms. Pac-Man.
Ms. Pac-Man.
Yep.
Okay, Ms. Pac-Man or Mr. Pac-Man come along. And your macrophages begin to eat away at this and clears it away. So one of the very, very first lasers that was introduced for cosmetic medicine was indeed actually not a laser. It was something called intense pulsed light, IPL. And
We've talked about that
15 years ago, didn't we?
Okay. I'm pretty sure,
And it was one of the very, very first light sources or light treatments. I actually went down to Los Gatos, and I worked with Dr. Bitter Sr., and then subsequently over the years have gotten to be friends and colleagues with his son, Dr. Bitter Jr., and they're the ones who kind of started the whole photofacial treatment here in the West Coast. And I went down to learn from them way back in 1999, 2000, okay, and because this was the latest and greatest. And so what it was basically a very fancy flash lamp, okay, so like a flashlight, but a flash lamp. And so this flash lamp would be emitting these very intense pulses of light. They're not a laser, they're like a flashlight.
Okay.
So remember, what did we say about that? So they're different wavelengths.
Right.
Okay. And they're all...
And they're scattered
Scattered.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
They're scattered all over the place. So it's more of a shotgun. Okay. So they took this handpiece with this intense pulse lighter, IPL, photofacial, and we would put a cold gel on the skin, and then we would take the handpiece and it would be pulse, 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 and it would feel, as we would say, and we still say, it would feel like a rubber band snapping on your face. Okay. And we would put a cold gel on the skin to protect the skin, and then the light energy would be transmitted through the cold gel and go to the pigment and heat up that pigment that we don't want and damage it to help to get rid of it. And so that was the beginning of the photofacial way back in the late 1990s.
So how does it not damage the other portions of the skin?
Right. So great question. The ideal candidate for intense pulse light or for a photofacial, okay, is Snow White.
Where you're going with. Okay.
So Snow White has dark hair, right?
Yeah.
And Snow White has white skin.
Super pale, right.
So Snow White, all of a sudden, 15 years later, has been out in the sun too much. Now she has some sunspots on her cheek. Because her skin is white, you can send as much energy as you want, and that energy is going to go to those pigmented spots on her face, but it's going to not be really picked up by her white skin, very much like a white shirt. Remember we talked about
the white shirt.
So she's the safest person to treat. Okay. What we do is we do some technical things. We shorten the wavelengths. We do these things, which I won't go into. It's a little confusing on the radio to talk about it in a few minutes. Mm-hmm. But basically, we alter the energy level of the laser. We may lengthen wavelengths, shorten them, not as powerful. Okay. We put the cold gel on the skin to protect the skin, and so that's important to do. And we try to aim it more at the areas of concern. And again, even though it's a shotgun, okay. Part of that shotgun, remember, it's different wavelengths. We talked about the waves coming in real quickly or the waves coming in longer, is that it has a broader spectrum of targets that it can hit. Okay, and so that's the advantage of IPL or intense pulse light. So it's great when you have what we call a photofacial treatment or a photofacial rejuvenation or IPL. And I'll talk about the latest machine that we brought in, which I'm really excited about, Michelle. But what we do is we can treat sun damage on the skin. Okay, we can treat sun spots, okay, so specific brown spots that develop as we get older. I remember when I was growing up that my parents' generation, I think they used to call them liver spots or age spots, mm-hmm. so we can treat those areas as well. We can also treat veins on the face, so people a lot of times will get veins on the side of their nose or on their cheeks, and so it can be very effective for that. And then also there's it really is a disease, actually. It's called rosacea, mm-hmm. and it's where you can get inflamed cheeks, redness. People think you're socially embarrassed, or they might think you're a drinker, you're an alcoholic, when indeed that's not the case. It's a genetic kind of predisposition to this. We see this mostly in the English, Irish, Germans, mostly in the Northern Europeans, but we can also see it in Italians and occasionally in Asians. But more frequently, we see that in that Northern European skin type. And so when Dr. Bitters developed this program that I mentioned to you, the photofacials, it was one of those eureka or aha moments, Michelle. They found that these rosacea patients responded really well to the photofacial treatments.
Wow, that's cool.
And for those who don't have it, you may not understand this. For people who have rosacea, I remember reading in The Lancet, which is the British medical community's corollary to what we call our JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association,
right. Okay,
The Lancet, and they dubbed rosacea the most socially embarrassing disease, okay? And as I was beginning to study this, I remember there were occasionally few people who wouldn't want to go out with us, and we thought, oh, they're reclusive, or maybe they're introverts, but it was because of their rosacea.
Wow, that appearance that makes them
right. Or the businesswoman or businessman who's making a presentation, and they have redness or ruddiness here. That again, people might think that they're embarrassed, so they don't look as they don't come across as confident, or it may be that they indeed look like they're drinkers. Mm-hmm. Like they're alcoholics, you know,
right.
and that social stigma to that disease as well. So photofacials or intense pulse light is great.
How many treatments do you need to have in order for it to be effective?
You've done this before.
I have a couple of questions.
You've done this before. Okay. So when I first learned with Dr. Bitter Sr., the treatment was one treatment every 3 weeks for a series of five, and that was for rosacea. And I think that that's probably a very reasonable expectation. We actually dialed back on that. Some of that was financially motivated by patients who, you know, said, you know, do I really have to do five? We would explain to them that's the original protocol. That's what we recommend. Mm-hmm. But let's start off with a series of three. And then if you need more, you can.
Okay.
And what will happen depending on what we're treating? Is it hyperpigmentation, sun damage? Is it specific sunspots? Is it veins on the face? Is it rosacea? These kind of issues that we use photofacials for. We can customize it to the individual, so it's patient specific.
That's great. So you mentioned that you learned this back in 99. And of course, technology, procedures, they're always refining, advancing, finding new things. So is there a new version of IPL?
There absolutely is. And again, my job for you, the listeners, and for our patients is that I need to be your advocate. And I will tell you, because aesthetics is this multi-million dollar, if not billion dollar industry, you know, there's all these companies clamoring to get their technology out there to sell you. So they're selling us as the doctors, which then in turn we need to sell because we have to pay off the machines. We have to, you know, sell it to our patients, even though I would like to think that I'm treating my patients not as clients, but as patients.
Yeah.
But still, you kind of have that in the back of your head when you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on technology, right? So I found that actually some of the original intense pulse light machines were highly effective. And even though in the beginning of my career I was really quick to get on with the new technology, that's where age and wisdom comes in, I hope. I'm hoping I have wisdom, is that we're a little bit slower in terms of
adopting a new one.
Adopting all the latest and the greatest.
Yeah.
Okay. So we waited and waited, and now over the last few years I'm really excited. We have introduced BBL to our program. And in fact, I was with Sophie Gurian, who is our nurse practitioner. We were on air here, and you go to YouTube and you can look for Sophie Gurian and Dr. Tom. And we talked about BBL, and she joked and said that stood for Brazilian butt lift, which we do, but we're not talking about butt lifts today. We're talking about broadband light.
Okay.
Broadband light. Okay. So again, like IPL, it's that shotgun effect, but now they have two IPL heads in the handpiece.
Okay.
So we're kind of getting double energy. Okay. And with the way that they developed it, the crystals that the light energy goes through and is delivered to the skin, we're finding that we can use lower energy levels. Therefore, it's more comfortable for the patient. Mm. And the treatments are quicker. So we're finding that, again, the procedure is more comfortable for the patient and that it's quicker. And it's more efficacious. It's more effective. So
yeah.
I'm very, very excited about BBL. And I think that it's a great treatment. And my wife is many times as the guinea bunny in training our staff. And again, I haven't mentioned her name yet. We have a guest in, well, just mention her name. First name, Jessica, is here. And she may be coming and joining our team as a new nurse. And if when it's time for her to be training, she'll be training on my wife as well.
Okay.
My wife was born with that Northern European gene. So she's the perfect candidate
right,
for
yeah.
these treatments. And so she'll come on in and be a guinea bunny, if you will. And so she's seen the technology as she's trained many of our staff members.
Right.
And I will tell you that the newer technology, she likes it a lot better.
Oh.
She says it again, it's more comfortable, the treatments are quicker. And as important to me, okay, is that it's even more effective than our previous technology. So that's the BBL, and that's what we offer, and it's a great treatment. You had mentioned, you know, how can we protect the skin? Mm-hmm. So you need to go somewhere where they have a lot of experience. You have a physician on board with really good nurses. We also know that there are going to be certain people that we shouldn't be doing BBL or intense pulse light on. So myself being Asian and Greek descent, I'm kind of that I can get it done, but you really got to turn down the energy.
Okay.
And we got to work with the wavelengths and so forth to kind of customize it for my semi-brown baby mm-hmm. face. Okay.
Yeah.
absolutely for the African American, that's what we would call skin type 6, very, very dark. You're not going to use this on them. It's contraindicated. Do not treat those kind of patients. Maybe the darker Latina living here in Sonoma County, you're going to be much more careful. And so a lot of these patients, including myself, who have sort of that borderline skin darkness, mm-hmm. who need an intense pulse light, we'll put them on a system of bleaching agents called hydroquinone through our Abaji system. And that helps to kind of lighten to quiet down our pigment cells called melanocytes. And so it makes it safer. So those are kind of little nuances that we talk about when we talk about BBLs or.
And you also have to be careful as one of your clients, one of your patients, not to go out in the sun and get like a tan or something before you're going to do this, right? Because that would just sort of.
That's correct. In fact, we will turn you away if you're tan. And a lot of people say, oh, this is my natural color. And if you think it is, what you do is look at the top of your forearm and then turn your forearm over and look on the inside.
Okay.
That inside is more your natural color. Or if you happen to tan that part of your arm, then look at your tush. You know, we were talking about BBL or the broadband, you know, the Brazilian butt lift.
There
you go. Your tush is, who knows how your sunbathing is.
Who knows, you know, Dr. Tom?
But for most, 90% of the population, that's more your skin type. So that's photofacial.
Okay, great.
And I know what we had a few others.
We do.
Do you
want to talk about laser hair removal?
Absolutely. So that laser hair removal is a laser. So unlike the broadband or the shotgun, the laser, it's a laser. It's a diode laser that we use called the Light Share, and it's still, in my opinion, one of the best treatments for laser hair removal. And it's a laser, so it's a sharpshooter. And what it is, it has a wavelength that's geared towards the pigment of our hair follicle. So if you think of our hair, you know, you grab your hair, that part up above is actually dead. It's down in the scalp. That's where our hair follicle is.
Right.
And it tends to have pigment. So again, we put a cold gel on to protect the skin. And with this laser hair removal unit, our Light Share, it's pulsing light, laser light, directly with a specific wavelength for those hair follicles. So we're using a sharpshooter now, and we're trying to nail or kill off those little hair follicles, and it will damage those hair follicles, and then your hair will fall out.
Okay.
Some of the hair will be singed just because it's out. We'll have you actually shave just before coming in when you have laser hair removal, okay? But it's highly effective, and so people tend to think, oh, this is, we do market as Dare to Go Bare, okay?
Yeah, right.
So, you know, summertime's coming, everybody, you know, the bikinis and all that, and I know that a lot of women will complain about ingrown hairs in the groin area and the underarm when they're kind of shaving, and that's is a perfect client, perfect patient for laser hair removal because it helps to alleviate those issues of ingrown hair. So that's a great treatment for not only the bikini areas, but there are a lot of women who have facial hair. There are a lot of women who actually have to shave. And in fact, one time there was a nurse that I had worked with at Memorial Hospital here for many, many years. I've known her forever. And she's one of those nurses who always gave the doctors a hard time in a good way, but, you know, kind of, you know, making jokes, yelling at us down the hall, you know, just sort of that very bigger than life kind of personality. And I love this particular nurse. And I saw her in my office and I was wondering, and I'll call her Natasha. That was not her name. But so, you know, Natasha is, you know, in my office. And Natasha, what are you doing here? And she said, oh, I've been coming here to get laser hair removal. I said, oh, you have? And she said, yeah, you know, I have a lot of facial hair and I've been getting laser hair removal treatments on my chin and my beard area. And it has been life altering,
wow,
is what she told me.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
And it was really eye-opening to me to understand how self-conscious, especially women, are of having facial hair, okay? And so it can be, think about the young woman, and a lot of times it's the Mediterranean, kind of the Italian, Greeks, Spanish, who can have this hair, but it can be any ethnicity. But getting this this unwanted facial hair to be removed makes a huge difference.
And how long do those treatments take? I mean, like how many treatments do you have to do, and how long does it last?
So usually we tell people that over a year, because what it does is the laser will nail the hair follicle when it's in its active growth phase.
Okay.
So when you look at the hair on your scalp or any other part of your body, only about 30% of it is actively growing.
Oh, okay.
So when you do one treatment, hopefully you knock those out, or a good majority of those, but then the other ones become activated. So you kind of have to space these out. And so we have actually kind of a Dare to Go Bare special where you pay for four and you get the fifth one free.
There you go. Okay.
And we expect about five treatments, sometimes six treatments over a period of 6 months, maybe a year. And most of the time you get long-term hair removal.
Huh.
But it may require you to get a touch-up, and not necessarily a series, but maybe a touch-up once a year or every couple of years.
Okay.
And it can be, again, life-altering, especially on the face.
Yeah, absolutely. And are there any parts of the body where you would not use the laser hair removal? I'm just going to put it out there.
Our nurses do the laser treatment, so I'm not involved in those. And I will tell you, listening to stories, that they treat everyone.
Okay, all right.
So there you go.
Don't be embarrassed. Call Dr. Tom about it. It's totally fine. You don't have to talk to Dr. Tom. You can talk to one of his nurses or someone
else
about it.
Absolutely. We have the ladies here. We have men and women coming in to have laser hair removal. But especially for the ladies, where it's a very personal thing, we definitely have our female nurses
who
will be able to consult with you in a very caring and sensitive fashion.
I appreciate you answering that question, because you know what? Sometimes these things, you feel a little bit embarrassed. You want to talk to somebody who you feel more comfortable with.
Absolutely. We understand that. Absolutely. And the nurses are great at it. In fact, I'm not sure I know how to turn on the machine, but they're pretty good
at
it. Okay.
Excellent. We've got 1 minute left. Just a real quick recap of the
two
topics.
So lasers are basically light energy or intense pulse light, which is a non-laser. What we do is we use that light energy to heat up pigment, so it could be something you don't like sunspots on the face, redness of the face, could be spider veins on the face, or unwanted hair with laser hair removal. And so we can treat them. It's highly effective. We have a great staff. And if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. Our consultations are free.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right. Be sure to check out Dr. Tom at his offices in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. You can go online to drtomcosmetic.com. Also book a free consultation at 707-542-8346.